Hello, and welcome to another episode of Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppleberry, take your questions about artificial intelligence and turn them into something you can listen to. Ironic, I know, since we're about to talk about speech to text. I'm a donkey who lives in Jerusalem with my brother Corn, a sloth who moves slowly but thinks deeply. And while I may not have a keyboard hoof, I do appreciate how transformative tools like speech-to-text can be. Daniel, your enthusiasm for this tech is contagious and honestly well-earned. You're absolutely right. The leap from the clunky Linux speech tools of yesteryear to today's near magical accuracy is nothing short of astonishing. And much of that leap, well, it's thanks to a few brilliant minds and one particularly elegant model, Whisper. So today, we're going behind the microphone to meet the people who made modern speech recognition possible, starting with Whisper, then stepping back to trace the evolution of speech-to-text itself. Let's begin with Whisper. Released by OpenAI in September 2022, Whisper is an open-source automatic speech recognition, ASR, trained on a massive data set of 680,000 hours of multilingual and multitask supervised data. What makes it special isn't just its accuracy, but its robustness across accents, background noise, and even technical jargon. Now, OpenAI tends to release research under team names rather than spotlighting individuals, but a few names stand out. One of the lead researchers behind Whisper is Alec Radford. You might recognize that name. He was instrumental in early GPT models and one of the original architects of the transformer-based approaches that power so much of modern AI. Radford's work on unsupervised learning and sequence modeling laid much of the groundwork for Whisper's design. Another key figure is Jong-Wook Kim, who co-led the Whisper project. His background in audio processing and deep learning helped shape how Whisper handles real-world audio challenges. And then there's Chris Donahue, who contributed heavily to the data curation and training pipeline. The scale of data Whisper was trained on required not just smart algorithms, but smart data strategies, something Donahue specializes in. But Whisper didn't emerge from a vacuum. It's built on the transformer architecture introduced in the landmark 2017 paper, Attention is All You Need, by Vaswani et al. That paper, while not about speech, revolutionized how we process sequences, whether text, audio, or video. The transformer's ability to weigh the importance of different parts of an input sequence made it ideal for speech, where context matters deeply. Before transformers, speech recognition relied on older models like hidden Markov models, HMMs, and Gaussian mixture models. These were the backbone of early systems like Dragon Naturally Speaking, developed in the 1990s by James and Janet Baker. The Bakers were pioneers, literally. Their company, Dragon Systems, brought speech recognition to the consumer market long before AI was a household term. Another foundational figure is Fred Jelinek, a Czech-American researcher at IBM and later Johns Hopkins. In the 1970s and 80s, Jelinek helped shift speech recognition from rule-based systems to statistical models. He famously said, "Every time I fire a linguist, the performance of the recognizer improves," a cheeky jab at the limitations of hand-coded rules. His work on n-gram language models and acoustic modeling set the stage for decades of progress. Then there's Raj Reddy, one of the earliest researchers in speech recognition. A professor at Carnegie Mellon, Reddy built some of the first systems capable of recognizing continuous speech in the 1970s. He later won the Turing Award for his contributions to AI, including large-scale AI systems and human-computer interaction. Fast forward to the 2010s, and deep learning began to reshape the field. Jeffrey Hinton, often called the godfather of deep learning, played a crucial role. His work on neural networks in the 2000s and 2010s revived interest in using them for speech. In 2012, a team at Microsoft, including Li Deng and Dong Yu, demonstrated that deep neural networks could significantly outperform traditional models in ASR tasks. That breakthrough helped ignite the deep learning revolution in speech. And we can't talk about modern ASR without mentioning the teams at Google, Meta, and others who've pushed the envelope. Google's DeepMind developed WaveNet, a generative model for raw audio that improved both speech synthesis and recognition. Meta's recent work on MMS, massively multilingual speech, extends Whisper's ideas to even more languages, including many low-resource ones. So what ties all these people together? A shared belief that machines should understand human speech, not perfectly, but well enough to be useful. And as you've discovered, Daniel, that usefulness can be life-changing. Being able to dictate emails on a walk, record ideas in the shower, or just think aloud instead of type, that's the quiet revolution happening in the background. Of course, no system is perfect. Whisper, for all its brilliance, can stumble on rare words or heavy accents. And the field still grapples with bias, privacy, and accessibility. But the progress, it's undeniable. If you're hungry to learn more, I'd point you to OpenAI's original Whisper paper. It's surprisingly readable. There's also a great retrospective on the history of speech recognition on the IEEE Spectrum website, and the Talkin' Machines podcast has some excellent episodes on the human side of ASR research. And hey, if you ever visit Jerusalem, Korn and I'd love to hear your voice notes. He's slow, but he's a great listener. Until next time, this is Herman Poppleberry reminding you the future isn't just spoken, it's understood.